KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's cloudy and 21 degrees in Atlantic. We'll look for cloudy skies today with snow developing this afternoon and a high of only 25. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. A reminder, there is a winter storm warning going into effect for Cass and other area counties at noon today until 6 a.m. on Saturday. For the far west and southwest counties, that winter storm warning is already in effect, again until 6 a.m. on Saturday. In the news, the committee working on the Atlantic Facilities Improvement Plan presented their latest project proposal to business and community leaders on Thursday at the Atlantic High School Auditorium. After looking further into the project, some adjustments were made to improve safety and to get the most out of the project budget of $9.5 million. As we previously mentioned here following the school board meetings, the two major adjustments were eliminating the proposed street that would have connected Lynn Street to 14th Street to the west of the middle school, and moving the synthetic turf from the Trojan Bowl to the high school field. After consulting with law enforcement, it was determined there was a safer alternative to the street going through. The parking spaces in front of the Washington School will be eliminated to create an off-street drop-off zone. Bus drop-off and pickup would occur at the parking lot behind the middle school to alleviate bus congestion from 14th Street. This was already the drop-off zone in the morning, so it made sense to officials to make it the pickup area as well. A new faculty parking lot just to the west of Washington will be constructed by removing at least a portion of the tennis courts that sit there now. The field turf was moved to the high school facility to better accommodate activities and practices at the high school. The field would be used by the soccer teams for practice and games, the football team for practice, and the marching band to practice. This adjustment would also eliminate the previous proposal for construction of a team building at the Trojan Bowl. Updates at the Trojan Bowl would still include a new four-lane track that would accommodate the newly widened natural grass playing surface and improved sloping around the perimeter. A new press box, in addition of a visitor press box, along with new ADA-compliant bleachers would be featured. A new concrete apron will be put in place around the facility as well, along with the new concession, restroom, and storage building. The proposal also has tennis courts being built north of the track at the high school and new shot put and discus areas to the south to eliminate competition for space between track and soccer in the spring. The baseball and softball complex improvements include new dugouts, batting cages, concessions, and press boxes. Terracing of the hill behind the fields is also proposed to help water runoff issues. The committee said two public forums are being planned to inform the community of their plans. The proposal is set to go in front of the school district voters on April 2nd. Early voting on the project starts March the 4th. The polls on April 2nd to bond election will scheduled to be open from noon until 8 p.m. that day, with early voting at 8 a.m. on Election Day at the Cass County Auditor's Office. Members of the Griswold School Board and Lewis City Council held a joint meeting Wednesday evening with regard to the sale of the Lewis Elementary building. Griswold Superintendent Dave Hendricks told KJAN News the board, council, and about 10 members of the public listened to 2-hour-long presentations for use of the facility by prospective buyers Chris Jonke with 3HO LLC in Atlantic and Alan Kennedy, also of Atlantic. The first proposal they heard was from Alan Kennedy.
The first one would have been called Soothe Kids, and it's basically a youth shelter. In their business plan, they stated that full capacity and upwards of 160 to 200 kids, age of 0 through 18. The concern from both the council and the board about that one is right now they do not have any financing secured. They were or are hoping to secure that through mainly grants, federal grants, and of course right now is not a good time for that with the government shutdown. And so there was a concern from all parties that the ability to get the feet on the ground and going in and maintain it would be a concern. The last thing anybody wants is for somebody to take over that building and not be able to maintain it and leave it vacant.
The second proposal from Chris Jonke garnered a more favorable response.
And he currently has a business called 3HO, which is located in Atlantic. They are a shipping and packaging company, and they are currently outgrowing their space in Atlantic, so they're looking to expand, and that they employ a lot of disabled individuals, and they hope to utilize the facility not only for the business, but also try to keep the playground some capacity for youth, maybe a community garden of some type, as well as maybe rent out some office space.
Kennedy told the gathering that he would be able to pay the school about $85,000 for the property, whereas Jahnke would pay $40,000, but the offers weren't the only thing to be considered.
You know, that was kind of a little bit of a debate. Obviously, 85 is more than 40, but the really concern was we may end up with more money at the beginning if we go one route, but it may be more costly at the end because there may be an abandoned building over time. Because Alan estimated it'd be a 10-year process before they even broke even.
The board and council selected Jahnke's proposal to move forward with the sale process.
By no means has ownership changed. There's still a lot of legal hoops they got to go through. He wants to do some more checking on what it would take for him to make the asbestos work for him. What I mean by that is a lot of the forest tile, which contains asbestos, he wants to double-check if he runs pallet jacks across those. Is it going to break up? And if so, how can I take care of that, either through cement or epoxy? And so that will have a little bearing on the final dollar figures that we settle with.
Henrich says both proposals were well-received, but the funding issue was the overriding factor in selecting Jahnke's proposal, and there are still some negotiations to proceed forward with before a public hearing is held on the sale. Henrich says everyone's goal for the building is the same, and that is to repurpose it for the long term to make sure it's not an eyesore or a detriment to the community. Officials of the Healthiest State Initiative said yesterday Cass County is among the finalists for the 2019 Healthiest State Annual Awards. Individuals, communities, schools, and workplaces will be recognized for their efforts to improve the physical, social, and emotional well-being of Iowans in their respective sectors. In the community category, Cass County joins 8 cities for the title. Each finalist will be recognized, and winners from each category will be announced at the Healthiest State Annual Awards February 7th from 5 until 7 p.m. at the Ron Pearson Center in West Des Moines. Each winner will receive a monetary gift to continue their work focused on improving the health and well-being of their employers, students, or citizens. Tickets for the Healthiest State Annual Awards are on sale at iowahealthieststate.com/awards. They cost $25 per person or $190 for a table of 8 and do include hors d'oeuvres. The Healthiest State Annual Awards are sponsored by Hy-Vee Incorporated, Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield, and the Iowa Medical Society. U.S. Senator Joni Ernst today renounced that she will kick off her 99-county tour for 2019 with a town hall meeting in her hometown of Red Oak in Montgomery County. Senator Ernst says she's looking forward to hearing from constituents in the area about the issues most important to him. This town hall meeting is open to the public. It'll be held at 5 o'clock on January 21st, that's this coming Monday, at the Red Oak National Guard Armory at 2001 G Avenue. Due to the partial government shutdown, if a vote on the Senate is scheduled, Senator Ernst will return to the Senate. The Sac County Sheriff's Office and Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation are investigating a shooting that took place at around 12:30 a.m. Wednesday at a residence in Lakeview. The victim was identified as 55-year-old Richard Vosburg of Lakeview. Vosburg was transferred to Mercy Medical Center in Sioux City for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. Authorities say Vosburg was shot by an unknown man that showed up at his home. After examining the crime scene and conducting interviews, law enforcement concluded Vosburg had been targeted by the assailant and that there is no general threat to the public. Authorities, however, encouraged the public to report any suspicious activity, no matter how insignificant it may seem. And anyone with information about the Lakeview incident is asked to contact the Sac County Sheriff's Office at 712-662-7127. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.